everybody out there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Mike Talks Funny. It's me, it's Mike. We are here. We have finally arrived at the season 3 finale, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? We have made it to episode 50, the season 3 finale. It is unreal that this show has made it this far, that we have come so far and traveled so long and gone through as many evolutions as we have to get to this point here on July 9th, 2019. Thank you everyone who is tuning in right now and listening to this episode fresh as it's airing. Just want to remind you guys, immediately following the airing of this episode, the initial airing of this episode, we'll be doing a live Q&A. You can get the link to that in the description of this episode or in the event page on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/MikeTalksFunny and check out the event there, and you'll be able to check all that out there. This is the big one, guys. We have been plugging the season finale for several weeks now, and you guys know why. It's been a dramatic last month of the show here with the closing down of the Eventide Entertainment Podcast Network and this show finding its new home over on Anchor, which is where this show is now being distributed out of. You can listen to this on just about any podcast platform in the world, but this is the one that we are using as the home for the show now. You guys can always check more out on my website, MikeShayComedy.com. Want to remind you guys to make sure you stick around until the very end of the episode, because the very end of the episode is where we're going to be making a big special announcement about what's going on with the future of this show and what you guys can expect from us after this season has officially come to an end, which I guess is technically today. But once you're done listening to this episode, you'll know what's going to be happening going forward. So make sure you stick around and listen for that. Because, yeah, big news, big information, lots of stuff to unpack. We've got a fantastic guest for the season 3 finale this time around. We've had him on the show before. He came on the show just as an old friend looking to talk and catch up. But he's back today to talk about some stuff he has in the works, talk about his career. My good friend Travis Diffendurfer is on the show, and you guys, you're going to love the conversation that we have. When we had him on here before, we weren't doing the rapid fire questions, so it's fun to put the screws to him there. And we may or may not play another little game with him during the show as well, so make sure you guys are tuning in. So once again, guys, remember to stick around for the end of the episode, because all kinds of special announcements coming up at the end. And if you guys want to see me doing some stand-up anytime soon, go to my website, MikeShayComedy.com, under the Gigs tab, and you'll be able to see where I'm going to be performing at next. I've got a show at the at Wiley's Comedy Joint here in Dayton, Ohio, coming up next Sunday, as well as a Sunday in August. So make sure you guys are checking up on that as well. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it right now. Here's my conversation with Travis Diffendurfer. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the season 3 finale of Mike Talks Funny.
Woo!
We did it. We made it. Oh, he's already here. We've got a guest for you guys today. He's technically a repeat guest. But the last time we had him on, it was just a casual conversation between two friends who hadn't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Getting caught up. And now we're getting to have a similar conversation. It's still two friends. That part hasn't gone away. But now we're actually talking business. We're talking work. We're talking careers. We're talking futures. We're here with the man with a name like no other, Mr. Travis Diffendurfer.
Hi.
Is here.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. We're chatting over Discord right now, and Travis is a professional like me, which is why the audio currently sounds so good, because he's got his own recording shit.
Got a nice mic and everything.
Yeah, so I am a nice mic, thank you. So none of that bullshit, We'll get you on Skype and we'll use the virtual cable, go through this program, that program.
You don't want audio to sound like this.
Penis. So we're having an actual good quality conversation here. We're gonna talk about some stuff. I honestly don't fucking remember what we even talked about when we first had you on, so we might repeat something you heard there.
Probably.
If you're a purist, it's probably going to happen. Travis, how are you, man?
I am fantastic. I'm about 3 Guinness and 1.5 sort of Dr. Pepper and rum down. Dr. Physicist is the brand, actually. So.
Dr. Physicist. That's fantastic.
It's pretty nice.
So Travis is a buddy of mine from college. We went to Lander together. We met my senior year, his freshman year. And he is now out in California.
Darn tootin'.
Doing things.
You know that it's been 7 years that we've known each other.
Gee, man, I'm still dealing with turning 30 this year. I don't need you throwing that on top of me as well.
You're welcome. You have known me for 7 years.
Right? I've known you longer than your wife.
Yeah, by like a good 6 months, I think.
Enough that it counts. Enough that it counts. We were all at Lander together, and it just, yeah, this is the way the world has turned out. But yeah. Travis, man, what's been going on with you, buddy?
I've got a lot going on out in LA and stuff, and let's start serious, shall we?
Yeah, I mean, because when we had you on last time, you had joined the Coast Guard but hadn't started yet.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in.
I can't talk on it, but you know, I'm in. But I've been in therapy recently, and I'm doing well.
But, sure, because those two sentences, I'm in therapy, so I'm doing well.
Yeah,
well. Because when you're doing well, you go to therapy.
I think one has led to the other. It didn't right. start out me doing well, but I'm good now. I made a long Facebook post about it the other day, but I'm actually in a pretty good spot right now. So, yeah, that's been going on. I found out I have a smidge of obsessive compulsive disorder, which is
you?
Fine. Yeah.
Surely you jest.
Jeez, I can taste the sarcasm. No, it with me, it's like manifested itself in weird ways and stuff. A lot of anger and whatnot of things not going exactly how I plan in my head, which that's an unusual thing. Definitely on the creative spectrum, I have been known to be a little picky, and I don't think it's problematic there. But yeah, it's been something that's been affecting me for long enough, and I'm learning how to cope. Finally, I guess is more or less the moral of that story. But I've gotten to a place where since dropping out of college for a number of reasons, one of them being drugs, the second being unhealthy people, I'm getting better. And I feel better than I probably ever have. And I know a lot of funny people don't really talk about that in any specifics, but that is something that I think is important to recognize, is that your own mental health and mental journey is important, and your creativity and everything doesn't go away just because you're getting healthy. And that's been a huge struggle for me, is I'm unhealthy, therefore my creativity is going to be good. And I am healthy, and my creativity is only getting better. And that's a weird thing to come to terms with, because like you hear about comedians and writers all the time and you're like, oh, they were so tortured. Van Gogh cut his ear off. How crazy. Zach Galifianakis is Zach Galifianakis. yeah, that's well, been
as from one comedian creative type to another, you know, having to come to terms this year with the fact that, you know, I suffer from clinical depression. And that conversation of like, if I start taking the antidepressants, if that inner torture, that inner torment goes away, will I still have that same fire? Will I still have, you know, me having a brain that is misfiring? Has that been has that been the driving force behind the creativity? And if I fix that, does the creativity go away?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to like guesstimate on what you're thinking, but I'm sure it's like, I'm funny because I am depressed. That's what you're feeling and thinking a lot of the time. And
yeah. Well, I mean, look, if my routine says anything, that's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like an across the board thing. I mean, I know a lot of my writing and comedy stuff comes from the struggles and stuff that I'm having internally, but just because I'm not really dealing as heavily with those struggles doesn't mean that I'm not as creative and whatnot, or I'm not as funny. I mean, hell, I'm doing so much better than I ever have, and I'm feeling better than I ever have, and I think that's an important thing to realize as any kind of creative, whether you're a comedian or not. Pain doesn't equal talent. Talent is talent. Pain is pain. And one can help the other, and sure, they can help each other, but I think once you're healthy, it's a lot easier to create from a healthy point. I know I'm rambling, but this has been such a point on my brain.
This is what the show's all about, man. That's what I have people on here to do.
I don't think the alcohol is helping.
Not at all.
I said I'm drunk and I'm healthy at the same time.
Yeah, it's rare that people are drinking when they're on this particular show, just because we usually do these interviews at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. but we're recording this at 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday, and drinks are being had.
So. Your time. It's 5:30 my time.
That's true. Look, who gives a shit?
It's Sunday. I'm not doing anything. I don't care.
Right. It's Sun. Time is relative. So you're out there. You're in California now. You're in the land where entertainment happens, man.
Yes.
As a guy who's from this part of the over on the East Coast, you're from the South, man.
Yeah.
What's this transition been like for you, man?
Honestly, and I don't want to offend anyone over there, but it's been awesome for me. We're in a place where like we really feel like we're accepted, and there is so much to do. I'm married. I have an awesome wife. We both came from the same area. We met in college, but we came over here, and it's been the coolest transition because Los Angeles itself. I don't know why. I think like half the population hates Los Angeles, mainly because of the traffic and stuff. But it's been awesome. Like, I've never felt more at home somewhere because creativity is like it thrives here. There's so much to do. And no offense, South Carolina, you are boring as far as things to do goes. There, like concerts and stuff, they're few and far between. Here, it's like what. Who do we want to see today? We have to make a choice and stuff like that. So for people who are young and full of energy and creative whatnot, it's been awesome coming over here, and I couldn't recommend it enough if you are someone who has energy and creativity to spare. So yeah, that's a thing. Los Angeles for the win.
and you are, you know, we've mentioned it several times now. You are a creative type. Yeah, you know, one of the things we first did together was we made a film. We made an Avengers spoof that won some fucking awards. It was pretty successful, honestly. So what are you doing out there in the creative space on a creative level? What are some things you've been working on?
Well, I've been trying to do a lot of things, and my main focus has been being a screenwriter. Something I've been working on a long time. I've got some people doing some cool things for me, and writing is really what a lot of my time and attention goes to. I wrote The Avengers at the time that we made that, and when we were at Lander, I was writing and directing all of these things and just having a blast, and I did well back then and kind of figured out at that time that this is what I wanted to do. So I spend a grand majority of my personal free time when I'm not shenaniganing with my wife. I'm at this computer here where I'm recording, writing the random things that come through my brain. And there are so many. So
Yeah, you've always been a creative, I think, is an understatement. I mean, the ideas come flowing from you like a fucking fountain sometimes, it seems like.
It's a curse, it really is.
Okay, sure. I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm ready to do a new film. What do I got? It's like I'm at an improv club. All right, I need a place. Give me a place.
By the time you get there, I've got 100 written down right. somewhere.
And I'm like, what, like friggin', please, sir, I'd like a new script, please. I want some more. Films, podcasts, you've done all kinds of different stuff. Mm-hmm. What is it, however, that keeps drawing you back to, because you mentioned the screenwriting, what keeps drawing you back to the film production side of things?
Oh, well, I grew up watching movies, and that's such a stupid statement, because who doesn't? I mean, movies are movies. Everyone watches them. But I know that since I was a baby, this has been told to me by my parental units. That's what I refer to them as. They could place me as a little baby in front of a TV, and I just wouldn't move. And that's somewhere between creepy and unusual for a small one. But for me, it's been almost a religious experience watching movies and whatnot, because that's where I've gotten a majority of my own personal philosophy and a lot of my own, like, happiness and stuff, I guess, and self-identification is from movies and films. And when I wasn't feeling so good, and obviously that's gone on until I was an adult, was from movies and TV, and I got a lot of happiness and stuff from movies and TV, and that's really what has been such a big focus in my life. And, you know, I think at a certain point, when you grow up being as fascinated and, like, fixated on...
Words!
they're hard. I'm drinking. I don't care. You grow up so into all of that, you make a decision at a certain point to, like, either just be a fan and, like, be so steadfastly into movies that nothing else matters, or you want to make those things. And I feel a personal need and want to, like, pay it forward, all the goodness and stuff that brought into my life, and personal happiness at times when I really needed it. That's something that I want to pay forward, because even if it's just some cheesy, stupid comedy, like anything Mel Brooks made, they made me smile at laugh at times that were really difficult to do that. So I keep finding myself, no matter what circumstances or point in life I find myself in, I keep circling back to the feeling that those things brought me, and wanting so desperately to give that to other people and be a part of making people feel that way, that, like, when they're at their worst moments, they turn on something as simple or as stupid as Spaceballs and just laugh and forget for a while. I mean, it's a small thing, but it really does make all the difference in anyone's day. So
that's great.
There's a deep meaning to my silly shit, but it's still there. Any meaning is meaning.
People think you're confused. They think that because if you're a comedic type, that your thought process is you know, skin deep or surface level.
Oh God. Yeah.
And that's further from the truth. Some of the best conversations I've ever had with people have been with people who are comedians or comedic writers, things like that.
There's a deepness to almost all comedy that you'll find, and I think Simon Pegg is a great example of it. You watch any of his stuff, like even Shaun of the Dead, and there's some very real pain that is coming through in every bit of his comedy that, like, it's real deep and real clear that he's got pain in his life, and he's a very deep thinker, but at the same time, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and whatnot are these ridiculous, absurd things that he's made, but real deepness there. Comedy does not mean surface level necessarily, unless you're Dane Cook, but yeah.
Aww.
I'll call out anyone. I don't care.
So what are some, you got any like immediate projects you're working on that you're really going forward with production wise?
Well, that was such a leading question because I know you know the answer to that.
I do, but there's no way for me to ask that question without it being leading. So just accept that it's happening. And...
Well, I'll start it off by saying Mike is a producer on the project.
What?
Oh my God. I'm working on something, and I've been teasing it on my own social media and whatnot, that I've got something in the works, and I'm proud of it. It's something that I'm writing, show running, whatever you want to call being the creative force behind it, as far as podcasts go, because terms are difficult there, because it's such a new thing. I am working on a project called Dead Serious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Dead Serious.
Well, basic premise, because I don't want to give too much away, is it's a serialized podcast, and we're doing 10 episode seasons at the moment. At the time of this launch, this episode being posted, I don't have a specific drop date other than August. You'll have to go to the Dead Serious Facebook page to find out the specific launch date, but we'll be doing an initial 5-episode drop and then a slow release of 5 more episodes after that for the first season. But Dead Serious is a zombie comedy drama thing based around a guy who turns himself into a zombie in order to survive, because if you can't beat him, join him. And
okay.
Yeah, it's a really fun concept. We're telling it through the style of audio journals, and it's a pretty different style of storytelling, and we have Mike playing a character who he can't actually talk about until it drops, but
it's true.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of it. We've done some testing with some pretty varied audiences, and we've gotten nothing but good reviews, so I feel pretty good about it, and I am excited to share it with everyone.
I'm sure from what I've heard, I can let everybody know right now, like it's going to be a lot of fun, and everyone's going to really enjoy the shit out of this.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love old school radio dramas. And that's really what this feels like. And I think if you're not a fan of them, you probably haven't actually heard them. I'm going with. So
this is a good way to tiptoe into them. Cause it's only 5-minute-ish episodes, so they're pretty short, easy to digest, and you know, it's zombies, so it's a pretty easy way to...
Who doesn't love zombies? Come on!
I think anyone who has survived a personal zombie apocalypse doesn't like them very much.
Well, since it hasn't happened yet, I think we're gonna be fine.
Who knows if it hasn't happened, man? Government hides things all the time. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
I'm just being
whatever.
Weird.
All right, so here's what I want to do.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I want to talk about your name.
Oh God.
I want to talk about your name. Travis Diffendurfer.
That's
you have
it.
An unusual last name.
That is true.
Do you remember what happened the first time I got introduced to you, Travis?
You had to say my name 5 times fast.
Well, there was that. No, that was after. No, the first time that happened, I was sitting in the office of the head of the college radio station at Miami University. And he said, Mike, we got some freshmen that want to start a late-night comedy show. And I said, oh, God, this cannot go well at all. I said, who's the kid? Who's the freshman that wants to do this? He said, his name is Travis Diffendurfer. And I said, no, seriously, what's his name?
Fair.
And he walked in. Then you walked into the office with our buddy Alec, and I looked at you, and I was just like, this fucking kid.
Hi.
This fucking kid. Who the fuck does he think he is? Anyway. But what we're going to do, Travis, is this. We're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to play a little game that involves people's names. A name game, if you will.
The name game.
A name game, if you will. And we're going to see how good you are with unusual words and names.
Crap.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back in just a few seconds. So stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hello.
We're here with Travis Diffenderfer.
That's me.
Travis.
Hi.
How are your balls?
Bulbous and frothy.
Ooh. Supple. Very supple. Very nice. So, Travis Diffenderfer has an unusual name, as we were just talking about.
What a shock.
Right? That his wife chose to take.
Yeah, I know. She loves it.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Hi, this is Mrs. Diffenderfer. I'm sorry, what?
5 hours later. Erfer?
Robert Loggia, spelled R as in Robert Loggia. O as in, oh my God, it's Robert Loggia. That's my favorite Family Guy gag ever.
Oh God.
So here's what we're gonna do, Travis. You don't what?
Oh, sorry. There's a Hugh Laurie skit. I don't know what show it's from, where he's like, "Hi, my name is," and he drops a pen, and he's like, "How do you spell that?" He's like, "Oh yes, it's P-E-N-I-S. It's like, that spells penis, sir. He's like, "No, it's," drops a pen.
Oh, is that from Fry and Laurie? The show he
I
did
don't
with
know.
Stephen
Probably.
Fry. Okay.
He looked very young. And yeah, the video him, quality
him and,
is.
When him and Stephen Fry were first starting out, they had a little sketch comedy show called Fry and Laurie.
Yeah.
Kind of in a similar vein of Monty Python or SNL.
I'm sure that's what it is, because
it's delightful.
Yeah. Well, I relate to that sketch more than anything that's ever existed.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game with Travis. I've got 10 celebrity names in front of me.
Crap.
That I have since turned into anagrams.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to give you the anagram, and you have to tell me the name of the celebrity.
Okay. God.
You can do this?
Sure. I couldn't do this sober, but we'll try.
All right, cool. Let's see how this goes. The first one, I think, is a little easy. Let's try Jeez, Satan, nice throne.
I feel personally attacked right now.
You should.
Jeez, Satan, nice throne.
Yes. Jeez, Satan, nice throne.
Is this the full name or just the last name?
This is a full name.
Oh, God. So I know there's a T and a G.
I'm gonna copy and paste this into the Discord chat so you can see it.
Okay.
So
do
we're
I
clear
get
on the spelling?
Oh my God, this is so long.
Jeez, Satan, nice throne.
First of all, very clever.
Thank you.
Oh God. I need a lifeline. Is there like letters
so
that starts with?
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull up this person's Wikipedia page.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say some things about them to see if maybe that helps. You get
Jeez,
three. You get
Satan,
three.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
So the first hint I'm going to give you: The Haunting.
Well, that doesn't help me because I haven't seen The Haunting. Something's wrong with me. I know. Continue. Nothing coming to mind.
Okay. Your second hint. Wales.
Wales? Like the
Wales.
Place?
Yes, the place.
Ugh. Well, now I know they're British-ish. British-ish? Is that a word?
That's a word.
It is now. Nothing.
All right. Your final hint, your third hint, ironically enough,
God.
Is three.
What?
The number three. Geez, Satan, nice throne.
Saying it again is not going to help me. Oh, God.
The Haunting.
Yep.
Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And three.
Why does the last clue have to be so vague?
You'll understand when you hear the person's name.
You're just going to have to tell me because it's not helping me.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was in The Haunting. She is from Wales and has three names.
Somehow, the Z did not register.
All right. So that one didn't quite work.
Okay.
Let's try another one.
All right.
This one is periodic anal odor.
Have you been looking at my medical history?
Periodic anal odor.
Oh, man. See, the problem with anagrams is I get so stuck on the first letters that they all just disappear. Oh. I got nothing. Give me these anagrams are too good because they just look like sentences.
All right. So we'll go with...
He has periodic anal odor.
We'll say, let's see, the first one will be, let's see here.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Something about lasers.
Your first hint is Scorsese.
Al Pacino?
Not Al Pacino.
Oh, come on. The letters are there. Dang it.
Tell me, where is there a D in Al Pacino?
Oh, I don't know his middle name. You could have included that.
Periodic anal odor. Scorsese.
Well, I know there's no B, so it's not De Niro. Come on. I know names. I am totally forgetting the Godfather himself's name. Well, that's not it, because there's no M, because I just remembered.
Ready for your second hint?
Yeah, sure, because all I can think is Godfather now. Thank you.
Environment. Periodic anal odor.
Is it DiCaprio?
It is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah!
All right. I got one. All right. Let's try another one. This is...
It's weird. Environment. Straight to DiCaprio.
Your third one is taint machine gun.
Oh.
Taint machine gun.
Did you make these anagrams? Because I am proud.
I used an anagram generator, but yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm not that fucking clever. Taint machine gun.
Oh, man. I don't know why I'm thinking about Jack Black right now.
I don't know why either.
I need a hint. This is too weird. Too left field.
Oh.
I'm so focused on the taint.
I get it. See here. Paint machine gun. I'm going to go with.
Wow. That was the sound of my physicist in rum. Super?
Superman. Taint machine
gun. Wow.
Superman.
Well. This could be a lot of people.
Taint machine gun, Superman.
Is there a middle name thrown in here somewhere?
In this one, no.
Dang it. Because Nicolas Cage kind of works here.
Kind of.
Except there's only one scene. Never mind. Yeah. No. I know.
Taint machine gun, Superman.
Also not Henry Cavill.
Nope.
And why can't I think of the first guy who is in a wheelchair? What's his name?
Wow.
That is a distinguishing factor.
He's also dead, but you know.
I did not know that, and that is very sad.
He's been dead for a long time.
Give me another.
All right, your second clue, tequila.
What?
Tequila.
Could your clues be any more general? That'd be great.
I'm trying to make you work here, man. Look, I got to say your last name. All right.
That is true. You also have to type it, which is annoying. Funnier. Uh-huh. Just type a D and then roll your face on the keyboard. What? Tequila.
Travis Difford. Punch my keyboard randomly. Taint machine gun. Superman. Tequila.
I can only think of two Supermen, and that is one that wasn't even filmed was Nicolas Cage and Henry Cavill, who was filmed. And
I would pay copious amounts of money to see Nick Cage as Superman.
You know, it'd be terrible, but awesome.
After that documentary that John Schnett made, I want to see it so bad.
Have you read Kevin Smith's book?
Yeah. Have you seen the documentary, The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened?
No.
Oh, dude, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Taint machine gun, Superman, tequila.
I know I get a third hint. I would love that right about now.
All right. Your last hint is... Your last hint is... Duke. Taint machine gun. Duke, Superman, tequila.
Wow, there's only one person coming to mind, and I know it is completely wrong. Johnny Knoxville.
That is so incorrect.
Because he was in the Dukes of Hazzard.
I understand.
Well, it's not Willie Nelson.
It's not Willie Nelson.
It's not the guy who kind of looks like me, Sean William Scott.
It's not him. You're saying a lot of W's. There's no W's here.
I know that.
He's getting so mad.
I am. You give me taint machine gun, and you're like, this makes a name. I'm like, sure.
It does make a name.
I don't believe you until you tell me what the name is, because I give up.
Channing Tatum.
I'm going to leave my house right now.
Superman in the Lego movies.
Damn it!
His name was Tequila in Kingsman: The Golden Circle, and his character Duke was in G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra.
I never saw G.I. Joe, but those other two clues. Ugh.
Let's try another one. This one's shorter.
So that is a great anagram for Channing Tatum. Continue.
Isn't it,
I'm
though?
Sorry.
I've got. Well, you're gonna like this one even better when you hear who it is. Your new one is Knob Itcher.
No, wow, that's short. So this should, in theory, be easier, but
it should.
Nope.
Knob Itcher.
Jeez. Knob Itcher. Can I spell Seth Rogen? No. Can't spell James Franco. Can't spell Danny McBride. Give me one hint, just one.
Let's see here.
Did you think this game would take this long?
I was kind of hoping it would, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with...
Knob Itcher.
Knob Itcher. Trying to find one that doesn't totally give it away.
Someone's scratching their peen.
Well, okay, so your first clue is consent.
Bill Cosby. Sorry.
No, but oh man.
Okay, Louis C.K. Shit.
Also no, but man.
These aren't funny. Bill Clinton. What is wrong with me? Consent. Wait.
Knob Itcher. Consent.
It's Robin Thicke.
It's Robin Thicke. Yes, it is. The hint consent comes from his Blurred Line song, which was a song about... Yeah, we all know the story.
I figured that out. That's sad. That was the easiest one.
I had 10 of these. We're just going to do one more.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Because this has been an exercise in futility.
Do you want my depression to come back? Because that's
No, I don't either. All right, so here's your last one. Try eel sperm.
Oh.
Try eel sperm.
I mean, I think I'll take your word for it. Jeez. I need a hint. I'm too fixated on the anagram.
Your first hint is Oscar.
What? Oh, Jesus. Oh, why can't I remember his name? You know, I'm really bad at names. God, Scientologist in Pulp Fiction and Grease. I can't think of his name.
John Travolta?
Yeah.
It's not him.
I know that's not him, but something you said made me think of him.
Try eel sperm.
No, thank Oscar. You. Adele Dazeem. just give me another hint. This is so weird.
21.
By that, you mean the movie titled 21?
I mean the number 21.
Well, thanks for specifics, God. You're real helpful.
I try.
It's not Jesse Eisenberg. And I can't remember anyone else in 21. It's not Kevin Spacey. Because the consent thing would have popped up here.
Yeah.
Give me the last hint. Jesus, I don't know what is wrong with me. This should be easy. What?
Topsy.
That's a word?
That's a word.
Oh, God. Is it a title?
Topsy is a word.
Thank you for...
Oscar.
Your vagueness.
21. Topsy. Try eel sperm. Can't say that without laughing.
Try eel sperm. Just try it. You'll be shocked by the results. Jesus. I got nothing. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Meryl Streep.
And with that, I quit the internet.
21 Oscar nominations. And Topsy was her character in Mary Poppins Returns.
That is a shit ton of Oscar noms.
Isn't
Holy
it?
Crap.
Isn't it? Yeah, she has 21, nominated 21 times. And how many did she win? She won three.
And an anagram of her name is Tri-Eel-Sperm.
You want to hear one more just for shits and giggles?
Sure.
Because this one actually has some nostalgia for you and me.
Okay.
Your anagram is Narwhal Elitism.
Narwhal swimming in the ocean.
Fucking narwhals.
Causing a commotion because they are so
narwhals. I still can't believe they're fucking real.
Is it Mark Wahlberg? No, there's
not
no K.
Mark Wahlberg.
I don't. Nope. Nothing.
All right. Your first hint?
Oh, we're still... Oh, shit. Continue.
Captain.
America. You know what's sad? I can't remember his name. It's Chris something, so I know it's not him. Chris Evans. I am the captain now. Not Tom Hanks. Either.
Nope.
Ah, jeez. Captain Picard, what is your name? This is sad. I know it's probably him.
Narwhal.
Nope,
Elite.
It's not Patrick Stewart. It's not Patrick Stewart.
Captain.
You're welcome Narwhal for the noise, Elite. By the way. Next hint.
Two-Face.
Narwhal
Elitism. Captain. Two-Face.
I'm thinking classic Two-Face because that feels more right, and I can't remember his name. Never mind, it's not Tommy Lee Jones.
No, it's definitely not Tommy Lee Jones.
There's only one other Two-Face in cinema, and I can't remember his name because he's such a nondescript actor. Continue.
You want your last hint?
Sure, we'll go for it. I have lost this game so
you
substantially.
Really have. You really have. Generations.
Really sticking hard to those Star Trek references.
Narwhal Elite is a captain.
You're just going to have to tell me because I'm going to jump out a window otherwise.
William Shatner.
I am going to jump out a window.
William Shatner was the voice of Two-Face in the 2017 direct-to-video Batman vs. Two-Face starring Burt Ward and Adam West. Have you seen these?
No.
They did these two animated Batman films that were based on the 60s show with Adam West and Burt Ward in full camp. And they did one that, and they're fantastic, by the way. And Shatner was the voice of Two-Face.
I'm going to flip a coin and you.
Generations was the last Star Trek film he was in. It was the one that was that was the original series Next Generation crossover film.
That's the one where he died.
Yes.
Spoiler!
And it's a shitty death scene, too.
If you haven't seen it by now, then that is your own personal problem.
No shit. All right.
Spoilers are spoilers.
Let's do something a little bit more fun then, Travis. So,
all right, fine. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. That was fun
and
for me.
And also play a game.
That was a lot of fun for me. So here's what we're going to do.
Sure.
We're going to do. I had so many more. I also had
my pain.
I also had Sweaty Ken, which was Kanye West. I had a gnome farmer, which is Morgan Freeman.
I like that one.
Severely lost Satanist. That's Sylvester Stallone.
That's great.
And I had Mom Hunter, which is Uma Thurman.
I like Severely Lost Satanist.
I know,
that's
right?
That's my favorite. I have to write something about that.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our traditional 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions with Travis Diffenderfer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. You ready?
Sure. Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1. What was the last gift you gave someone?
AIDS. No, that's not true. school. Continue.
If you were to get rid of one state, which would it be?
South Carolina. Ooh, bad. Okay, continue.
Who do you admire the most?
Edgar Wright.
What is your dream job?
Screenwriter.
Are you a morning or night person?
Night. Easy.
What is one thing you own you wish you didn't?
my job.
What is your biggest addiction?
Video games.
What is the thing you're most afraid of?
Failure.
What celebrity annoys you the most?
Taylor Swift.
What's a nickname your parents used to call you?
Trav.
Oh, man. speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Language in the world.
How long does it take you to get ready?
About 30 minutes.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is?
Trash.
Invisibility or super strength?
It's invisibility.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No, delicious.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
I'll never tell.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Do you ever post inspirational quotes on social media?
Define quotes.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Men.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
No.
Is there such a thing as objective beauty?
Yes.
If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you accept?
No.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
If you want to die.
Which is cuter, a baby panda or a baby penguin?
Panda.
Are lifeguards attractive?
Depends.
Do you respect Kanye West?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Small dogs.
Are women complicated?
Yeah.
How often is it healthy to cry?
Every day.
Stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Sour Patch.
Hell yeah. Are rats cute?
Yeah.
Do you know how to salsa dance?
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wiffle ball?
5.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
Yes.
Favorite type of muffin?
Blueberry.
Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump are both drowning. You can only save one. What do you do?
Kim K.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Yeah.
If you were given an all-expense-paid trip to Cleveland, would you take it?
Sure, why not?
Ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Forgiveness.
15 seconds. Would you rather be besties with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Are dogs people?
Yes.
Would you eat a day-old taquito from Speedway?
Sure.
Do you Instagram your food?
No.
Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
No.
Would you rather go to a movie alone?
No.
Are your grandparents mildly rude?
No.
Last question. What is the most boring thing ever?
Mike's podcast.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I had to get a burn in.
You son of a... I deserve that. I've been the merciless improv thing. I've been merciless to you. I deserve that. So
did a whole game about my name.
I did, because it was funny. I regret.
I'm so proud. I got in a dig just you off did. The cuff.
You did.
Go me. I rule. I'm the best.
Sure. But you know, it is funny. It is funny that you mentioned that you take a dig at this podcast on the season finale, Travis.
Oh, gee, why is that? He said, pretending like he doesn't know.
Because we've got some announcements to make, and you're a big part of the announcement that we're making about the future of this show and the future of podcasting for Mike Shea in general.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to take the time this time here. We teased it at the beginning, at the top of the show. We teased it in the event on Facebook. We've been teasing it on social media for a while. As you guys know, as we've talked about in the past, Eventide Entertainment's podcast network and Eventide Entertainment as a whole is no more. It was a long, difficult decision to make. But the time with Eventide Entertainment over the 7 years that it existed was so much. I do not look at it as a failure. I look at it as one of the most exciting and creative learning experiences I've ever had.
Eventide, you did great things. I mean
we created some amazing music. I mean, I will say this honestly as a guy who listens to a shitload of podcasts, and I said this on Dan Diesel's show the other day. The decision to close down everything had nothing to do with the quality of the content we were putting out, because I wholeheartedly believe we had some of the best podcasts on the internet on our network. We had such a great variety and a great talent in the hosts that we had. The numbers just weren't there to where we felt like we could justify keep putting in the amount of money we were every month.
And just because Eventide's closing down doesn't mean those podcasts are going away.
No. Far from it. Almost all of them are continuing to live on. The Drive-In is back at home on, is now independent on Anchor as of right now, still going strong. The Life with Don Smith was already an existing podcast before the network. We just simply added them into our feed, so it's just going to continue on independently. The same with Ohio is on Fire. The Breakfast Lads are going back, the same thing. They were independent of us beforehand. They're just going back to being independent. Offensive Foul is taking a break until football season because it's a sports themed show, and they figured this was kind of a good time for them to take a break. Yeah, baseball is going on, the World Cup's going on, but once football season kicks in, they'll have more to talk about.
This is America. Football's all that matters. No continue.
Track Record is no more. Track Record was already kind of no more before the network ended, because that was mine and Robert's show, and it was just, we were both so damn busy, and we had kind of hit a wall with that show, and so it was already on hiatus, and we won't be bringing it back, so that one is gone. Robert is going to continue to, all of the music that Eventide had put out was also put out through his studio, Popsicle Productions. That is continuing on, so all of the Eventide music is now over under Popsicle and is available for free, so you guys can check that out there. But as for Mike Talks Funny, to let you guys know what's going on. So first and foremost, and we posted about this a little while ago, Mike Talks Funny itself is now independently homed on Anchor, where all of season 3 is available. At some point, I will get around to getting season 1 and 2 up on there. We had taken them down off the Spreaker feed for space issues, so they weren't up there when the transfer happened, but I'll look at getting those up there at some point. So that's where Mike Talks Funny is going to live on the internet, is on Anchor. However, there will be no more new episodes of Mike Talks Funny for the foreseeable future. This season finale is also, in a way, the series finale for Mike Talks Funny. And to explain what I'm getting into here, let me tell you a little bit about how this show started. So as you guys, if you've been with me since day one, Mike Talks Funny started off as a show. It was me in my basement doing a live broadcast for an hour every week, talking to myself and you guys about just different facets of the stand-up industry. And that was real boring and got real old real fucking quick. It was the funniest, I will say, because it was live every week and because my parents were still not up on what all I was doing, there is still that amazing episode that lives on in the internet where I was in the middle of a live broadcast. My mom opens the door to the basement. Mike, do you want some cookies? I made cookies.
Oh, that's so good.
And it was live on the air, so the whole fucking internet heard that. It was one of the greatest moments of my life. That one, that episode, I'm definitely got to find and get back up on the air.
Please do.
And then after that season ended, I was like, this show's, it's boring. It's so limited. I love interviews. I love talk shows. I love stuff like that. So I changed the format of the show to become kind of a late night talk show type of podcast. It had like a bombastic intro, and it was guests, and there was shtick, and there was segments, and it was fun. But what I found were my favorite parts of the show were the interviews, especially when the interviews got deep and got real. We had interviews on the show that were just me talking to somebody about Legos, but there were also episodes of the show where I talked to people about their struggles with depression. I had somebody on the show open up about the time they attempted suicide. I've had people talk about their struggles with addiction, their struggles of faith. We just had Claudia Gomez on the show recently, who talked about the struggle of going through the process to become a United States citizen. The difference is all of these people work in entertainment, but the conversations got real. It wasn't just conversations with comedians. It was actors, podcasters, musicians. We've had live acoustic concerts here in the studio that have been on the show. And those have been my favorite parts of the show, is the casual, laid back, chill, almost like we're doing today with Travis, sitting back, having a drink, and just talking about shit. You know, so many drinks. You know, today on the show, Travis is a goofy guy. We talked about, you know, the importance of mental health and things like that. And we've talked about that on the show before. And so I realized that's what I wanted the show to be, but I also wanted to also venture into other kinds of programming that just didn't fit under the title of Mike Talks Funny. The name Mike Talks Funny lends itself to a very specific type of show, and that's just not the show I want to do anymore. So with that being said, like I said, Mike Talks Funny will live on, you know, in memoriam on Anchor. That will always be available. There might come a day where I revisit it. I don't know. I'm not making plans to. It might not. That's not where my focus is right now. My focus is on a new show that I'm going to be launching with Travis. As Travis is going to be my producer on the show.
I help.
Yeah. And we are going to be launching this program, this channel, as it were, through Anchor. The reason we're doing it through Anchor, and this is not a plug, this is just a simple fact of reality. I'm a busy dude who is dealing with a lot in his life. And another part of the reason I ended Eventide Entertainment is because it was no longer fun. I wasn't having fun anymore. It just felt like a chore. It felt like it was no longer something I looked forward to. It was one of those things where it was like, fuck, I got to go home and prep a podcast. I got to do this. I hated it. It was a lot of work. Anchor is a site that will allow me to put up my podcast, and it will do 90% of the work for me, and it's not going to cost me anything. And that takes a lot of the stress off my shoulders, so that way that I can just focus on the show and not the work side of things. So it'll be on Anchor. It'll be on all platforms, but it'll be distributed through Anchor. And the show is going to be called...
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please. The show is going to be called The Basement Lounge. We're calling it that one because it plays on the shtick of the fact that I am in my mom's basement doing this. And my basement really is kind of a lounge, honestly. Like, yes, there's this little chunk of the room that's the studio, but I've got a comfortable couch over there. I've got a mini fridge full of drinks. I love having people come down and relax and just chill and watch movies and just hang out. So the Basement Lounge is going to be a channel of sorts for a lot of different programming. So the Basement Lounge itself, the main show, is going to be this. So if you're a fan of Mike Talks Funny, you'll enjoy the Basement Lounge because it's the same thing you get from the conversations, the interviews with the guests. that's the part of the show that's going to live on. And we'll do some more shtick and some more gags, and we'll continue to come up with games and things like that. But it's just meant to be a chill, fun conversation show. And any chance I get to bring people on the show and make fun of them for things like their goofy ass last name, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, personal shit.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what, you know, we did a game a couple weeks ago when we had Erin Ryan on the show. She's a music fan, and she's a horror junkie. So we had her play a game where she had, and I actually kind of stole this from you, Travis. I apologize, but it was awesome. She had to guess if something was a horror movie or a heavy metal album.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I'm suing you.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I stole that from when we did that on his show. So we did that. We've done fun games like that, the game we did today. So stuff like that. That's what the Basement Lounge main show is going to be. Now, under that exact same feed, some other programs will exist. One of those is going to be, if you know, I had another show up until recently called Mike Talks Movies. That was meant to be kind of my big movie show, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't keep up with it, with everything else going on. So Mike Talks Movies is now just becoming a smaller program underneath the Basement Lounge. And what that's going to be is just, as I go see a movie, I'll come home, I'll do like a 15-minute review of it, tell you what I liked, tell you what I didn't like, get into the nitty-gritty, and have that up for you guys as soon as I do it. So that'll be a thing.
We know.
In the same vein of movies, we're also going to have a monthly show with Travis.
Hi!
And that is called, Travis...
The Monthly Movie Meltdown.
That's going to be a Monday show where Travis and I, just for an hour, just delve into all the bullshit of the film industry from that month. Like, all the big stuff that went down. Because I'm not one of those guys, like, when I talk about a movie issue, I don't like talking about it as soon as it comes out.
Yeah.
Because the moment that story comes out, over the next week, a billion updates are going to happen to that story.
Like Pattinson playing Batman. I think that already stopped, didn't it?
It's not really much of a hot topic anymore. Like, we're now...
Well, I think he backed out, but...
Well, no, he's still yeah. in.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It got confirmed. Oh, okay. And for the longest time, they were reporting it like it was an actual thing, and then they were like, we haven't done screen... They were screen testing him and Nicholas Holt, who I like.
Oh,
and they,
yeah,
and then,
he's cool.
Then they announced that Rob Pattinson had actually signed. And
I promise I'll read more articles for the show to make sure I have my facts right.
That's why I'm here. What that led me to go watch more of Pattinson's stuff after Twilight, because I hadn't seen anything since Twilight, and watched his independent shit that he'd done over the last like 10 years, and led me to go, oh, dude can act.
Yeah, forget Twilight. Remember Cedric Diggory.
Because let me tell you something. Because he forgot Twilight. He fucking hated Twilight. Anyway, this is the kind of shit we're going to get into on the Monthly Movie Meltdown with me and Travis. We'll talk about these issues and how they make us feel, and we'll break them down a little
Woo.
Bit. My Schmodown reactions are coming back. So that's going to be a thing. And that will be relating to the Movie Trivia Schmodown, as well as the Movie Trivia Face-Off, which is the Discord based fan league of the Movie Trivia Schmodown that this motherfucker right here is a part of. Just saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we're also going to have one. Now, this is one I've been wanting to do that I love. I can't wait to do this one. It's called Throw One Back. This is a show where I bring on somebody, and I have them tell me what their favorite cocktail is. And we drink that cocktail, and they tell me why they love it, and we talk about like how it's made and things like that. And then me and that guest will also find one random cocktail we haven't tried, and we will make it and try it for the first time on the show.
You don't want me on that show.
No, I don't want you on that show. I mean, I do.
Irish car bombs. Oh, Irish car bombs are problematic.
Fuck. Yes, we'll do some Irish car bombs on the show. But that's kind of show. So this is the kind of programming I'm going to be doing. And the Basement Lounge is still going to be the main weekly show that all the focus goes into. And these other shows are just ways for me to experiment with other kinds of programming and other facets of my life that I want to create things for. Because, again, I'm a creator. I'm a creative type. I like coming up with new shit. And if I have an idea for another show down the line, I'll try it out and throw it on that feed. But this just creates a space for me to create. And because I love podcasting, because it throws me back to my old radio days. I love working in radio. I'm going to burp in the microphone again. That's the problem with when I drink on a show. And
Kate Justin Roiland.
I know. But that's what's going to be happening. So we're going to be doing a full launch of the basement lounge. Now, here's the great thing is there's already ways for you to stay up and up. So the basement lounge already exists on Anchor. You just have to go find it. It's on Anchor. It's on Overcast, and it's going to be on all the platforms by the time we're done. Once we start putting up more episodes, we'll get on more platforms, but it is definitely up on Anchor right now. And you can go subscribe right away. It's also on,
yeah.
I know for a fact it's on Overcast. You can go subscribe on Overcast, which is a better app than the Apple Podcast app, just saying. It's only available on iOS, but it's just a better app. It's more organized. So you can subscribe there. There is a Facebook fan page. You can go check that out. There's a link in the description of this episode because I don't have a URL yet because I don't have anybody like the page yet. But this is officially the launch of everything going on. So we're going to do a big premiere day for all of the basement lounge programming on Monday, August the 5th.
Going back to Lander a bit there, aren't you?
Little
Breakfast Club with Paul Crutcher.
A little bit, man. Those were good days. So Monday, August the 5th, we're going to do a launch of all the programming for the Basement Lounge. What this will mean is that throughout the day, one episode of each show is going to drop that day, just so you can hear what they're all going to be. There will be a monthly movie meltdown with me and Travis. There will be a regular interview episode of the Basement Lounge. There will be a Mike Talks Movies. There will be a Schmodown recap. There will be a Throw One Back.
Yeah.
All on that same day. And then what'll end up happening is Basement Lounge will continue to drop every week. What day? I don't know yet. Probably stick with Tuesdays because Tuesdays and Fridays are the best days to drop podcasts, statistically. So it'll be one of those two
days.
Didn't know that. Yeah. I do my research, man. And then
I don't.
And then the other shows are just things that I can drop as they do them. I'm not going to try to schedule to do one of these shows every single week. You know, the Mike Talks Movies will just be as I go to a movie. The Schmodown recaps will be a bit more regular because I watch those every fucking week. But that's how it's going to go. And Travis has been helping me out a lot behind the scenes with this. And doing a lot of work with me and helping me move this thing forward. And he's going to continue to be a producer for the show going forward as well.
I exist to thank, not so much to perform. So
no, but he's going to work as kind of the power behind the throne, as it were. He's going to be just helping me keep
the hand of the king.
He's going to be my Tyrion. He's going to be he's going to help me out a lot. And that's the future. I know that the Dayton podcasting community, I found this out yesterday, and this actually kind of floored me a little bit, was rocked as all holy hell when we announced Eventide was going down. That apparently caused some murmurs. I haven't been to a meeting in a few weeks because of work, but...
Well, Dayton Comedy is going to move forward better for it because there's going to be better programming coming as a result of this.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. Dayton. I still want to get tons of comedians on and work real closely with the comedy scene. And there is, you know, again, Dayton podcasters. I'm always looking to promo share and stuff like that and all that good stuff.
We'll do some LA type things because that's where I live.
That's true. Yeah. But this will help us just open the door to a lot more guests because I always had a hard time booking guests for a show called Mike Talks Funny. Because people weren't sure what they were getting into. Now with this, with a show like The Basement Lounge, that already lends itself to more of a conversation interview type show, makes it easier for booking. And just with Anchor's format, it makes, again, it's just the way their site works, it takes a lot of the work off of my shoulders so that I can focus on just the show and not all the other
things. If you don't know, Mike is one hell of a performer, and that's why I have zero problem getting behind Mike, because he's been doing comedy ever since I've known him. He's been doing radio ever since I've known him. And I have a fantastic time just creating shit with Mike. So
I appreciate
it. He's a hell of a performer. Of course. That's why I cast you in Dead Serious. That's why I'm willing to help you and whatever. So,
yeah,
listen to Mike because shit's happening.
Because at the end of the day, this is all just part of me trying to make a career out of this shit. So I got to do what I feel is best for my career. And that's where I think this is at right now. So, now that we've gotten real fucking serious here, let's just recap a little bit. So,
dead serious.
Dead serious. Oh, man, we did that.
Name drops.
So, already, right now, I'm gonna, you know what? Just right now, while we're recording, I'm pulling this up on my computer. So, right
do
now,
it.
I'm going to do this all night. So the Basement Lounge is currently available on 6 different platforms at the time of this recording. It is available on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, and Radio Public.
That's a lot of things,
and there's so many more to get to. It will be available on Apple Podcasts once we start putting episodes up. There's already a 90-second teaser up. Yeah, there's a 90-second teaser up on there already, just called Welcome to the Basement Lounge. It's got an ad. Anchor lets me record ads that they provide me with, and then I can get, like, payout from the ads I record. So,
because money's important.
It is. So there is an ad on there that is me promoting Anchor, so I'm trying to get paid. And then there's the actual preview for the show. What's cool about Anchor is this. So if you have the Anchor app and you use it to create a podcast or just listen to podcasts, you will be able to send me voice messages through the app. So if you got a little chime in you want to give me on a past episode of something, you just got to do that in the app. Or what's great is if you listen to it on one of your podcasts, if it gives you a link you can use to go record it and send it to me. Holy shit. So you guys can
Death threats.
Exactly. So you can send me your death threats, you know, tell me all the dirty things you want to do to my balls, all those great things. You can send me voice messages, and if you send me one and it's not shitty, like as in like it's, if it's not a death threat, I'll put it on the next episode. I love
and if
stuff
it's a
like
funny
that.
Death threat, it will still be shared.
Oh, if it's a funny death threat, like if it's funny as all hell, it's going up. Like I don't care if you give me a review and the review and you think my show sucks. If it's a clever fucking review, I will share it with the world. What's also great about this is that there's a way for you to. There's also a support this podcast option. This is similar to how Patreon works. Instead of going through Patreon, you just go through Anchor. It works the same way. The only difference is with Patreon, which there will be a Patreon for this show eventually, just not right now.
And Dead Serious eventually.
Yeah, but the difference is with Patreon, I set the dollar amounts, I set any rewards you get, things like that. With Anchor, they have like a $1, $5, and $10 option, and that's just simply you supporting the show. I am in no means saying, like, go, so give me money. Like, if you feel so inclined, I'm not going to say no. I'm not sitting here telling you you have to either. I'm not doing exclusive content right now through this. So when the Patreon is up, you can support through Patreon if you feel inclined. You can do it straight through Anchor if you feel so inclined, so on and so forth.
It's like a tip for a performer.
Yeah, it's like a tip jar. That's really all it is, only it's recurring. You give me whatever. And things like that. And that's how it's going to go, is Anchor will pair me up with sponsors so that I can put their stuff in the show so that I can make some money every once in a while. And then, again, if you want to go back and listen to your favorite episode of Mike Talks Funny, Mike Talks Funny has been moved to its own isolated Anchor feed. All of season 3 is up there right now. I'll get seasons 1 and 2 up eventually. All those are up there for you to go back. So if you like, if you were a guest and you still want to use that episode as like a portfolio thing or something, it's there. Go get it. It's fine. If you just want to go back and listen to one, if you really loved my interview with Aaron R. Ryan, you can go back and listen to it. Because honestly, that was one of the best interviews I've ever had on the show. I'm not going to lie. All that good stuff. And that's what we're going to be doing going forward. And I am like giddy as hell. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've kind of been sitting here thinking, like, I can't wait to get through these last few episodes of Mike Talks Funny so I can start working on the Basement Lounge. Because I'm so ready to get started on it and take this next journey in the world of podcasting and see where it takes me. So, yeah. Did I get real
good
enough?
Good things.
Did I get real enough there?
No, I think it was all surface level. All surface fake level, bullshit.
Fake bullshit. Okay, cool.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to go cut myself and listen to My Chemical Romance. So.
Sounds good.
Just kidding. Don't do that, kids. It's bad. All right. So that's that. That's our interview with Travis Diffendurfer. And that is a big announcement about the future of this show and my future in podcasting and what we're going to be doing going forward. I'm really excited. I'm not in the least bit sad about any of this. Because I know that this is what needs to be done. I know that this is the best move for me. And I know that this is the best move for my listeners because I think you guys are really going to enjoy the stuff that's going to be put out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's the whole idea, is for this to be fun.
If you're not having fun with what you're creating, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. This should never feel like work. This should always feel like something fun. That's my goal in life, is to have fun for a living. I know that's such a white privilege thing to say, but that's what I want to do. I want to have fun for a living. And that's what I'm trying to do. So make sure you guys go subscribe to the Basement Lounge on all the platforms I listed before, and it will continue to grow and be on more platforms as things go on. You can go check out the Facebook page in the link in the description of this show. On my website, Mike Shea Comedy, the podcast link at the top will now redirect to the Facebook page for the time being until I have a better system set up. And yeah, that's that. Travis, thanks. Ha, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on such an important one.
Yeah.
All the announcements and things.
Well, thanks for coming on to talk about Dead Serious. Thanks for coming on to talk about, you know, mental health and creating and creativity. And thanks for coming on, to be here while I announce the next big step and for being a part of the next big step.
I'm always here. And thank you for making everything that you've made, because I know not just myself, but plenty of other people have been listening and enjoy it. And I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say we all look forward to the shit you're doing.
And just as a
shrinking it.
just as a final send off, I do want to say that the 3 years I've been doing Mike Talks Funny it has been fun. I don't look back on anything I did with Mike Talks Funny as any kind of failure, even though it is ending. And I don't even look at it as a learning experience. I look at it as something that was a big success for me. I put this show together. It grew, it evolved, it changed. And in the end, it was one of the most successful, entertaining, and just cool things I've been a part of. And I've been a part of some really cool shit. I've made films that have won awards. I've won awards for doing stand-up. I've, you know, had sex with women. I've done some awesome things.
What?
I know, right? I've done some awesome things. But this podcast is one of the things I'm definitely going to be most proud of. And that's why I made the decision to move it over to its own feed on Anchor. I could have just deleted it and just gotten rid of it. But it's too good. But that's also why it's time for me to move on to the next thing and create something else that's good or that could even potentially be better.
Mo better.
And so I want to say thank you to all the people who have been listening. Whether you've been listening since day one or just listening to this season or even just this fucking episode, thank you to all of you who have listened, who have supported me with your listens, with your Patreon contributions, with your shares on social media. Thank you to everyone who has come on this show. I look forward to having you all on the next iteration when this becomes the Basement Lounge. I look forward to all the guests I'm going to have that I haven't had yet. Thank you to everyone for your continued support. Thank you to my mother for letting me turn her basement into a podcast studio while I also live in it.
That is giving you cookies.
Giving me cookies on air. I hope to God that happens again. Thank you to everyone who has been a great support. And we're recording this episode a few weeks out from when it airs. So if by some weird happenstance I'm now dating somebody by the time this show happens, thank you to you, person who decided I was all right for your support. And if I'm still single, thank you, Pornhub, for your continued support in my singleness. You are a great resource for me to have because the nights get lonely. And thank you to my left hand. So thank you, and thank you, and thank you to Jim Beam for.
Oh, yes.
They're not a sponsor. I'm just a fan.
I second that.
Yeah, thank you. But seriously, thank you to everyone, and thank you to Robert Yetter, who has been my co-pilot in the life of Eventide and everything since day one. And I am looking forward to this next chapter of my career. And with that, we will sign this off in the traditional way, in which I will tell you all to live well, rock on, and bye-bye.